Relax, listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you. steps what was from the classic record Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, recorded in March 1968 and originally released on the Solid State imprint of Blue Note Records, featuring Roy Haynes on drums, Miroslav Vitus on bass, and the one and only Armando Anthony Chick Corea, who passed away on February 9th at the age of 79. You were listening to Jazz Euphorium here on CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal. My name is David Rishpan. We are going to pay tribute to the one and only Chick Corea, like so many pianists, composers, improvisers in this music. Chick was a formidable influence on me. This record, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, really opened my ears to different ways of improvising, different ways of conceiving of this music we call jazz. So much of what he played on this record is a benchmark for me and found its way into my own piano playing. A lot of the tunes we're going to listen to through the course of these 2 hours were highly influential on my own compositional sense, my own sense of harmony and form, my own sense of what was possible in this music, my own sense of listening to my fellow musicians in an ensemble setting. Chick's versatility in different languages of improvisation, different instruments, both acoustic and electric, his open-heartedness, his deep listening, his incredible generosity. I've spent the past week reading anecdotes about him from those who were lucky enough to have met him and to have worked with him. It is an immeasurable loss to this music. He was part of the Mount Rushmore of jazz piano, and at the age of 79, after a brief and aggressive fight with cancer, he has now passed on to the ancestors. We're going to continue with music from the album Like Minds, a collective session nominally under the leadership of vibraphonist Gary Burton, a longtime collaborator with Chick, with Pat Metheny on guitar, Roy Haynes again on drums, and Dave Holland on bass. We're going to hear Chick's composition, Windows. Thank you.
Thank you all. You've been a terrific audience. We really enjoyed playing for you. See you again.
Another one of Chick Corea's signature compositions, Armando's Rumba, this version taken from the album with Bela Fleck called Two, out on Stretch Records and Concord Jazz. On another one of Chick Corea's signature compositions, Armando's Rumba, from a version with Bela Fleck from the album Two on Stretch Records from 2015. Before that, we heard from Gary Burton on vibraphone, Pat Metheny on guitar, Roy Haynes on drums, and Dave Holland on bass from the 1998 album Like Minds. Of course, Chick Corea was on piano there as well, and that was a composition entitled Windows. You are listening to Jazz Euphorium here on CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. My name is David Rishpan. We are saluting the life and music of Armando Anthony Chick Corea, who passed away on February 9th at the age of 79. We're going to get into the electric side of Chick's work, and we're going to start with music from Miles Davis from the 1968 album Water Babies that was only released in 19... We're going to get into the electric side of Chick Corea's work, and we're going to start with a record called Water Babies, which was recorded in 1967-1968 with Miles Davis, with the transitional quintets of which Chick formed a part. But this record was only released in 1976. And we're going to hear a track called Splash. This features Miles, of course, on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, both Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock on electric pianos, Dave Holland on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. This tune is on the CD version of Water Babies, but it was originally issued on the album Circle in the Round. We'll be right back. The great Brazilian trio Azimuth, featuring José Roberto Bertrami on keyboards, Alex Malheiros on bass, and Ivan Mamão Conchi on drums from their album Outubro. That was their rendition of the Return to Forever classic composed by Chick Corea, 500 Miles High. You are listening to Jazz Euphorium here on CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal. My name is David Rishpan. We are celebrating the life and music of Chick Corea. We're going to continue with some music from the solo piano output of Chick, specifically from the Solo Piano Standards record that came out in the year 2000. This was a hugely influential album on my own playing and my own listening. We're going to hear Chick's version of It Could Happen to You. And then we're going to close this hour with more music from Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, featuring Miroslav Vitus on bass and Roy Haynes on drums. This is a track that has guided the way for so many piano players ever since this came out. The Toronto educator Gary Williamson said, and rightfully so, we're all just trying to recreate what Chick did on this track. We're going to close this hour with the tune Matrix.
Thank you. are listening to CKUT in Montreal.
Plus que jamais, les gestes simples sont notre meilleure protection pour lutter contre le virus. C'est pourquoi, en tout temps, il faut continuer de respecter les mesures sanitaires de base, comme maintenir la distanciation physique de 2 mètres, porter le masque et se laver les mains régulièrement. Les déplacements et les voyages sont à éviter. En cas de symptômes, il est important de se faire tester rapidement et de respecter les consignes d'isolement. Découvrez toutes les mesures en place à québec.ca/coronavirus. On continue de bien se protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
The productions Nuit d'Afrique and Tidi Bang Group are proud to present a musical encounter between Africa and First Nations with Mi'kma'Africa, Jelle Tapa and Anaknid on the stage of the National and broadcast live on Nuit d'Afrique's Facebook page. Friday, February 26th at 8 p.m. More info at productionsnuitdafrique.com.